Now, you mentioned the thing about the nurse rally, you know, over at the hospital and right. and the nursing issue. Is there any other issues that will be brought up during this May Day?
Well, Willie, you know, the situation at Albany Medical Center is a symptom mm-hmm. of a much larger problem, a much larger disease. The mm-hmm. larger disease is the kind of energy around anti-democracy. We see a lot of the states around the union right now are trying to enforce voter suppression laws. And we recognize that, anti-union campaigns are doing exactly that. They're anti-voter suppression. It's more difficult to vote for having a union in the United States than it is for voting for the president of the United States. And that's just wrong. That is anti-democratic at its core. So that's one of the issues. Obviously, we've seen this past week with the verdict of guilty of Derek Chauvin, but we also recognize that 64 other people were shot dead during the Derek Chauvin trial. So recognizing that the labor movement, that the labor struggle is also a struggle for workers, and the struggle for workers has to be anti-racist, has to be anti-sexist or male supremacist, anti-white supremacist. We have to be inclusive for our LGBTQIA+ comrades. We have to be able to recognize that so many things, housing, climate, all of these things, it's all intertwined, and it all has to do with a system that's looking to consolidate power in the hands of a few, to consolidate money in the hands of a few, to consolidate all of the things that they want. They want to turn us into batteries for their machine and then reap all the benefits and give nothing to us. So we want to make sure that we're just vocalizing that all of these things are interconnected and that we are stronger together.
As far as May Day, it's also open for the community to come out, right? People, who have community issues.
We want to make this a family-friendly event. We want to make sure that kids are learning about labor, that, old folks who have been in and out of labor unions can show up and listen to some great music. One of the musical endeavors is a tribute to Ann Feeney, who's been a great resource who just passed this year. She was a musician and an activist, and she had wonderful labor music. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing a tribute to her. And so, yeah, we want as many people in the community, as many people who can hear my voice, to come on down. I won't make you close your eyes or raise your hands or anything, but if you come down, if you hear my voice, come on down. That's the message.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now just a couple more questions. Now, I know you heard about the HERO Act. I mean, that's a labor issue that's going mm-hmm. on in Congress. What are your thoughts around the HERO Act?
Well, so I think we've got a lot of really great pieces of legislation that are working their way through the system right now. I think one of the most exciting pieces is the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, also known as the PRO Act. That's mm-hmm. that's probably the one of the most exciting for labor, because it removes a lot of barriers and gives a sort of a clearer way forward for people who want to form a union. I mean, really, any of these pieces of legislation that helps working people, I'm going to be behind. Oh. That's just all there is to it. Whether that's the Green New Deal, whether that's the PRO Act, whether that's the HERO Act, I mean, any of these pieces of legislation that will help working people, that will give them better access, that will give them, easier ways to vote. If it's creating more democracy in the workplace or in our nation, I want it. I want it now. Our people deserve it. We've been working hard. We've been, we've been dying for our bosses, especially during this pandemic. We've seen so many bosses that just kept their employees working, and then they got COVID and they died. Mm-hmm. And we deserve democracy in our workplace. Right. If we deserve it in our nation, we deserve it in our workplace.
Right. Yeah. And I asked you that because of one of the issues that was happening here in the labor movement was the Bessemer workers struggle at an Amazon. Amazon, won that struggle. The thing about, we were wondering at some point, would there be something going on here in the capital region, because we have some of the largest Amazon plants here.
Yeah, I mean, I think saying that people who cheat and bully and intimidate, saying that they've won, I don't think is true. I mean, obviously the vote came back in the wrong, the wrong direction. But you know, you don't win if you cheat. You don't win if you bully. Right. You don't win if you harm people, if you intimidate people. That's not winning. Mm-hmm. And so I think we've seen more and more clearly that these workplaces need democracy. They need to have the right. The workers need to have the right to speak into their workplace, and they need to do that without fear of getting fired, without fear of reprisal, without fear of intimidation or being bullied or being harmed. And Amazon was willing to intimidate and bully and harm their employees. I think that we could all recognize that that is a horrible way for a company to go along with its business. That's just, it's inappropriate.
Right. Well,
it's immoral. It's unethical. I mean, a lot of these things, while I come at it from a labor point of view, I'm also coming at it from a religious, ethical, moral point of view. These things are wrong. These ways of treating workers throughout the Hebrew scriptures and the Christic scriptures and other scriptures from other traditions are consistently named as bad practices. It's often met with things like woe to you and shame on you. So I think that it's not always just about democracy in the workplace. It's about doing the right thing. It's about bringing about justice and transformation and making the world that we deserve, because that's what beauty is all about.
Right, right. Well, May Day is not just a celebration day, but it's a day that the workers struggle over their issues. And so I just want to say that hopefully people start looking for May Day every year in the capital region, and not just be a day where they just a few people celebrate it and it's like something over there. In ending, why don't you just go over one more time the activities of May Day for everybody to understand?
Absolutely. So Friday night, April 30th, we are going to have from 7 to 9 p.m. a teach-in inspired by Willie Terry and coordinated with a few really great labor activists, local and national. And that's going to be online from 7 to 9. You can go to tinyurl.com/CDULF Mayday. And that will bring you to some of the events. And then on Saturday, May 1st, at 1 p.m., folks will gather at Albany Medical Center for some rallies, some conversations, some singing, some chanting, some speeches, and then from there we'll march down to Albany's Washington Park, and at Washington Park we will have music and speeches again, and performers, dancers possibly. We've got poets lined up as well. So we've got a whole bunch of folks. And then one of the other things that we've done is we've asked people to table. And the reason why we've asked people to table is because we want people to be able to plug in. We don't want May Day to be about one day. We want May Day to be about giving people the ability to continue this work beyond May Day. We want to make sure that people have a springboard, that May Day is actually pushing them towards action. So people will also be tabling. So we'll have different opportunities, not just for you to like to listen, but also to sign up, to engage. And so there's going to be a whole series of things from 3 to 6 at Washington Park Amphitheater. We're looking forward to everyone showing up.
All right. And that's Reverend Ibrahim, who's president of the Albany County Labor Council and also chairperson of the Capital Region May Day Committee. Thank you, Reverend Ibrahim.
Thank you, Willie. Really appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to continue working with you.
Oh, okay, no problem. Take care.